This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Robert in Sacramento, California. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My call revolves around the topics of divorce and remarriage.
Yeah.
So about 5 years ago, while I was still an unbeliever, I obtained a divorce. And from what I understand from talking to my pastor, that was under illegitimate grounds for divorce. I mean, there wasn't any sexual reasons. We just decided we're no longer compatible and want to work on it. So we decided to get divorced, and then we were divorced about several months later. You know, we talked a little bit, or I broached the subject of reconciling. She wasn't interested, and, you know, about a year after that or so, I became a believer. At that point, what obligations did I have to her, if any, in terms of, like, trying to reconcile the marriage?
Is she remarried?
She is not remarried, and she is still an unbeliever.
Yeah, I think as long as the door to reconciliation remains open, I would pursue reconciliation. I would do it in a way that's glorifying to God, because as a new believer, you are a new creation in Christ. In fact, as a new believer, when you're baptized, you're symbolizing that you were buried to your old life, raised to newness of life through His resurrection power. And that needs to be manifest to your ex-wife, that there has been a change in you, a change that is not just articulated by the words you speak, but a change that is demonstrated by both your life and your love. So again, I would pursue reconciliation. Obviously, you cannot force it. You can't force anyone else to reconcile. Reconciliation, at the end of the day, is always going to be a two-way street. It takes someone that is willing to forgive and someone that is wanting to be forgiven. If those two aspects aren't there, reconciliation doesn't take place. But I think that as long as the door to reconciliation remains open, I would pursue that. Once that door is closed, if it's closed through death or remarriage, well, then you can't unscramble the egg. But right now, there's still a possibility, and I think as a Christian, you want to pursue that possibility.
I understand. Thank you so much for your time and your help. Appreciate it. God bless you.
You got it.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.